This is URN.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's edition of The Pulse. Today, Wednesday, the 22nd of November. I'm your host, David, and I am joined by Aisha, Becca, Freya. We're about to head over to our third story of the evening, and this is quite an alarming one coming out of the technological world at the moment. Becca's got more for us on that. What have you got for us?
Okay, so you may have heard about this story. Google have confirmed that they've been able to track the addresses of Android users, or the approximate addresses anyway. This is through the use of local mobile phone masts, and even if you've taken the extreme measure of turning off your location tracking or removing your SIM card, this doesn't help you. You're still not safe from Google being able to find out your address. So this breach of security has come from Quartz, who's Google's Android system, and they've been requesting the addresses of mobile phone masts since the beginning of this year. A spokesman from the company said, "In January of this year, we began looking into using cell ID codes as an additional signal to further improve the speed and performance of mesh and delivery. However, we never incorporated cell ID into our network sync system." In addition to the cell ID, Google could also view the mobile country and network codes. The date was used to make sure that Android stayed connected to the Firebase cloud messaging system, which is responsible for the messages and notifications which come through to your phone. Although Google have claimed the data was never stored, people have still seen this as a breach of security for obvious reasons. However, many companies that produce smartphones use location tracking to provide services that you use every day, such as mapping, weather, or shopping delivery, services that we've come to expect from our phones. However, the argument against Google is that it is possible to stop location tracking systems from recording this data when the location tracking is switched off and other privacy measures have been enabled for smartphones. So I wanted to ask you guys what you think of this. Do any of you own these Google Android phones, and do you think it's a breach of security?
I don't actually have an Android myself. I'm an Apple user through and through. But I do kind of understand the uproar behind it. I mean, to know that there is easy access into finding out exactly where I am. I mean, I think there is on Apple a device where you can turn it off and then you can like send your location, but I feel like that's on every single smartphone there is in this day and age. So I think that, but then also when you think about it, that actually it's kind of the price you pay for these kind of these kind of technological devices. I mean, to have such easy access to like the world there is today and everything there is, and to not have these kind of security measures, you could call them, in place, I mean, I guess they would always be there if that's accessible.
I don't want to alarm you, but your phone carries way more information about you than you think. And if you're ever given the opportunity to give up your phone or you know, them to, I don't know, I can't think of a scenario where someone could scan your brain and receive all the information, all your memories, give them your brain. Can you remember where you were 20 minutes ago? Exactly. Not bad. Okay, bad example, because we've been on the pulse. But 3 hours and 20 minutes ago and 5 seconds, your phone will. These devices carry so much information about us. And whilst we were discussing that story, our producer Daniel here was just looking at his Apple phone at the data that it stores, the location services, and all these things are hidden deep in the settings, all sorts of things, something called significant locations, locations where you've been multiple times and where Apple recognizes that you've used the internet regularly or that you probably live, work, study, literally, you know, significant location. So that these companies keep this data on you is one thing. How they store it, how they use it, is another. I think this is kind of where the whole Edward Snowden debate kind of spiraled out of control. People are upset somehow that the US government was able to see so much data about their lives, so many things they'd sent, all their emails. In reality, they just knew that data existed because they could see the data being passed from one way to another. If they wanted to find it, they had to do a lot of work to find it. Just because Apple has this data, because your Facebook app is tracking where you are so that you can go live at any moment, your Google Maps is tracking where you are because it wants you to add on reviews of the place you've been, which I haven't figured out how to turn off, but that's the main thing that's annoying me on my Android phone at the moment. you know, all these apps, all these things that keep data, that there is all the data should not alarm people. We create data. That's what we do. How it's stored and how it's being used, and by the sound of it, irresponsibly being used, that is terrifying.
This might be me being naive, but I don't really mind them knowing my location, because it's not like they're going to track me down or anything. It's just the fact that they say they're not storing the information, but a few years ago they also claimed to not be tracking where you were as well. And do they have access to other stuff on my phone, like my photos and... If they have access to all these,
how gently do you want me to break the news to you, Becca?
Just don't. I'll carry on being clueless.
There was that thing on Twitter, innit, with Chrissy Teigen was tweeting about it, and it's like if you put in Brazil in your photo search on your phone, it comes up with any pictures you've got with, probably not relevant to you guys, well, boys, but it comes up with any picture of you with like your boobs out or like in a bra or whatever. And obviously, but it's even like if you're in the low cut top or anything like that, like it'll, if you put up in that keyword, and it's just a little bit like creepy, isn't it?
That's me wearing turtlenecks for the rest
of my
life.
But then also, I'm kind of surprised that people are surprised. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I mean, we're so ready to hand out all this information. I mean, on my phone, I have so much stuff stored. Maybe I shouldn't be saying this on radio, but I have literally my whole life and more just on my phone. I feel like my phone knows me better than I do. So I think to have all this information on there, it helps me so much. Because just in day-to-day life, I can go on my phone. I can pick up my phone and leave the country if I wanted, because you can have your credit cards technically stored on there, so pictures of passports, identity, addresses, all like taxi services.
But all this is just a different place where the data is. That data would still exist in different forms, in different places. That taxi company that you use, students here 20 years ago who went out to whatever ocean was, probably was ocean 20 years ago, or whatever it was, and needed DG to get home. Other taxi companies, no, that needed them to get home. That company would know. That company knew who was in their taxi, when, or sorry, not necessarily the identification, but they knew that a youngish looking man, okay, that doesn't necessarily narrow down the ocean crowd, but they knew who was here, there and when. And if you used a credit card, that data wouldn't necessarily be stored in the taxi's database, but it would be in your bank. And it still is in your bank. So the fact that all your files, all your data is in your phone now, some people are worried that it's the centralisation of data, and it was a similar argument made with the whole, you know, oh, what happens if our ID card, when they were planning on bringing in ID cards about 10 years ago with retina information and fingerprints, what happens if I lose that? I'm going to need a new set of fingers. But, you know, just because all the data's there, it's more convenient. It's certainly way more convenient to have all the data in one place. As long as you are sensible with it. Yes, they have access to the raw data, but it's not raw, it's encrypted, it's hashed, it's salted. There are all these checks on it that they cannot, no one can simply brute force unencrypt. They cannot try all the codes, all the passwords, because it would take longer than the heat death of the universe to do. That's an actual calculation. It would take millions of years even for the most powerful computer in the world to do it.
The thing is, though, it's a little bit Black Mirror either way, isn't it? Yeah. Like, it makes you... For one thing, it makes you uncomfortable, but then also when you think about it, like, you know, there was that thing, it was a few years back, because I remember I was quite young at the time, and, like, the government lost a lot of information on people's, like, identities
on
and stuff
CDs,
like that.
On CDs, yeah.
And, like, these things happen. I think it's also the fact that the idea... I'm thinking of a specific episode of Black Mirror where they, like, have these chips in their brains and all their memories there and everything, and it's just... Obviously, it's probably not going to go that far, but at the same time, it doesn't make you feel comfortable that... this information is just kept on you and it's stored, and at some point you don't know what's going to happen in the future. You don't know what company's going to have powers to do in the future.
But when it comes to what happens in the future, a lot of the time it can be a form of security. I mean, to know that there is all this information kept on you out there. I mean, if you're a normal law-abiding citizen to some extent, maybe having this information on you isn't necessarily a bad thing, because in a sense, I know that it's protection and it's your own sense of privacy, etc. But to know that there's this information out there on me, it does creep me out. But also, in a small, weird sense, it gives me a sense of protection. Because to know, say, if I was to go missing, to be tracked down, I don't think it would take people that long to find me, because there is information out there on... things that I do, where I go, like where I could have been, all just through
but
data.
Turn it round. You've not gone missing, but someone wants to steal your identity. Someone wants to stalk you. Someone wants to track you in any malicious or non-malicious manner. That information is out there. Now, just because it's out there doesn't mean it can be accessed. Some people try and gain access to it, but you know, the bigger the company, generally, the better they're going to be at hiding their data. Famous last words, of course, as you mentioned, the government left behind thousands of social security details on CDs in a pub, I think it was, or it may have been on a train, which, you know, the person who found it must have thought that was the worst music CD ever. But whatever it was, you're right, data is there in one way or another. So where you've been regularly, unless you were there alone and no one knew you were there, that data is there in someone's memories, in the bus driver who drove you there, be it on CCTV or be it, you know, before CCTV. There's all sorts of ways that can be stored.
This is URN.